As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Ah, yes, once again, the sun is arising over Missouri. It's time for a show me showdown. We got breakfast on the table, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, and welcome to the Monday, March the 16th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. That's oraclebroadcasting.com. We're on the web at vocallocal.org and ozarksvoter.info. My name is William Roberts, and I've got good news, hard facts, and some workable solutions for you today. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, then you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. We're going to talk about that today. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can sign in, pick a name, and become vocal local in the oraclebroadcasting.com chat room, or pick up the telephone, call in during the broadcast. For those with unlimited long distance or in the Austin, Texas area, you can call 512-904-8014. Again, that's 512-904-8014, and join me live on air, and from around America and around the world, you too can call in toll free at 866-841-1065. Again, that's 866-841-1065, and your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at host@vocallocal.org. That's host@vocallocal.org. Always enjoy getting your emails. And for those without internet access, listening via any of our affiliate stations and microbroadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, P.O. Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's Box 96, Exeter, Mo, the big Mo to me, 65647. Again, those websites are www.vocallocal.org, a little baby website there for your entertainment and edification, and also www.ozarksvoter.info, a much more thorough expose of what we're doing in the far southwest chapter of the Ozarks Property Rights Congress and our newly formed Berry County chapter as well. You can also get information on that website about the Ozarks Property Rights Congress in general, which is a Missouri organization in the main. Today, gold resilient, building strong support above the $900 level. We'll go into those market reports in a moment. Global central bankers, illegal gold mining, these are more topics we'll cover. All men created equal. We'll take another long look at this plank of the philosophical radicalism. And, of course, we will take your calls and much more before the end of this first segment. Let's go ahead and get started with these market reports. Out of New York City, active trading for Monday, March the 16th, 2009, as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And, of course, you can just tune this section out if you're not interested in the economic meltdown. This will be of no value to you. Gold off $4.50 again in New York City, trading at $924.90. Silver off 17 cents at $13.01. Platinum up $4, trading above 1059 for platinum. Palladium, $197. That's off $2 off its closing on Friday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up 53.92 at its close on Friday, the 13th, at 7,224. The NASDAQ was up 5.40 points on Friday, also closing out at 1432. We'll be back right after this brief intermission. Stay with us.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, "Information is the currency of democracy." Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monkey is a book of profound importance that helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we are back right here on the Monday morning, March the 16th, 2009, to our broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Going into those market reports for today, again, my name is William Roberts. The market reports as of Monday, March 16th, 2009, after trading New York City, continuing here, 9 o'clock a.m., we covered gold at off $4.50, trading at $924.90. Silver down again, $13.01. It's down trading at, it's off 17 cents, trading at $13.01. Platinum up $4, trading at $1,059. You know, look at that difference between the platinum and the gold. Gold is below, quite a bit below, it's $30, $70, $75, $50, $120, $125, somewhere in there. Quite a bit below platinum. Ordinarily, or at least in their recent history, they've been trading very close to each other. They've been much farther apart. Platinum has been far higher when platinum and was tied more directly to the auto market. But it's interesting to me that platinum is much stronger right now than gold. So that's a place to look. A place to look if you are an investor or a speculator, let's say. If you're looking to protect your assets, something's going on there. As platinum is starting to walk away from gold. Interesting nonetheless. The Dow Jones again trading 7,224 points. It's up clearly and strongly above the 7,000 mark. See how long it can stay there. We've seen runs much bigger than 224 in one day. The NASDAQ again 1432 up $5.40 points off its closing on Friday. The USDX, the dollar exchange, here's one that's more interesting. Trading under 87 basis points now, or at 86.69. That's off 0.87. It's almost a 100 basis point drop. that's an interesting to watch. When there, we're seeing a down dip in the USDX and a down dip in gold. Stuff is happening in the marketplace, folks. The crude oil off $1.52, trading at $44.73. And the low and the high today really tight so far, tighter than it's been in a couple of weeks, it looks like to me, just without going back and checking every single day. But the low was 920.70. In the gold spot market, the high is 931, so we were only got about a $10 spread. Things are tightening up. The line is flattening out. It's building a lot of support right in there in the $920 range, and that's pretty good. That's a good basis point. It looks like we might see an upward spike or an upward trend throughout the week. The spot market closes in 7 hours. The S&P, of course, is trading 756.55. I don't generally report that one, but it's so low these days, I guess we should look at it from time to time as well. In the foreign exchange rates, again, why do we look at the foreign exchange? We want gone into this. We understand it. We're talking about baskets of currencies. We're talking about going into this new global central banking system. We talk about the International Monetary Fund, the Bank for International Settlements, and so on and so forth. We need to be looking at our trading partners, if you will, Canada and Mexico with a close eye, what's happening in Europe. So anyway, we'll cover these foreign exchange rates. I'm tracking four indicators, the Canadian dollar, the Mexican peso, the euro, and the British pound as they relate to the U.S. dollar, as we also look at this gold price. So here they are for today. The Canadian dollar is running around right around 79 cents U.S. So if you want to buy Canadian dollars, they're going to cost you 79 cents today. The Mexican peso, around 7 cents. Mighty tiny little peso. A cinco peso is only, 35 cents? 5 peso piece? Wouldn't even be worth printing or stamping them out, would they? Make them out of pot metal or something. The euro, you take $1.30 to buy a euro today. $1.30 U.S. to get into the euro. The British pound, even stronger. And both of these are up a little bit over last week. Just a few cents, but a couple of pennies. Add them up into the thousands and into the millions, and it starts to add up to real money. The British pound, $1.42 U.S. as of 9 o'clock this morning, Eastern Standard Time, New York City. Precious metals, let's go into a couple of market reports here. Precious metals, gold eases as the uptick in risk appetite boosts the stocks. Again, we've talked about this over and over again. A lot of this stuff is rhetoric. You have to really dig through them and comb carefully in these articles to try and find something useful in them. Most of it is just paid for by the word, by the line, or by the pound. I don't really know. But this one, Monday, March the 16th, 2009, as of 3:49 p.m., India Standard Time. Interesting, huh? Equity markets rise on hopes that downturn may bottom out. Also, SPDR Gold Trust. ETF hits new record. We're going to get into that here in this article. And this is by Jan Harvey, Reuters article out of London, March the 16th. Gold eased in Europe on Monday as improved appetite for risk sparked an uptick in the equity markets and dented interest in the metal as a safe haven. So there were events over, we're going to get into those, that has eased this gold market, supposedly. Let's see if that's the truth. However, firm investment demand in the precious metal, demonstrated by a fresh rise in exchange-traded fund holdings last week, was supporting prices, analysts said. Of course, that's your experts say. Experts say. Scientists said. Never named, but sometimes they're named. There are a few names mentioned in this article. Let's go into it. Spot gold declined to 922.80 and 924.30 from 924.30 an ounce from 927.90 late in New York on Friday. We've covered that. Here's a quote: "Gold has been kind of caught midway between rising stock markets and investment fund flow through the ETF channel," said Pradeep Uni, a senior analyst at Richcom Global Services. Here's another quote: "Technically, it looks like gold has been waiting for stronger clues from the stock markets," he added. Important, we're following and tracking this particular big jumbo gold-traded ETF, the SPDR Gold Trust. These guys have got the clout that looks like almost of a central bank. What's going on in all of this? I keep asking you. Maybe somebody out there will call in and enlighten me. I've looked at the website for this SPDR Gold Trust, and I find nothing but question marks all over the place. It's a very complex system, to say the least. World stocks climbed again on Monday for the fifth session in a row as hopes the U.S. economic downturn may be bottoming out and lifted appetite for equities. Come on, really? The U.S. economic downturn may be bottoming out? Really? Trillions and trillions thrown into the market and we're bottoming out? I would say we've crouched to rise, but we haven't even risen yet. Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke said on Sunday the United States should start recovering from recession next year if you like that. Does that give you a lot of confidence? Maybe he should just remain quiet. But if there was political will to finish the costly rescue of its shattering banking system. Now, if Benjamin Bernanke said this, and I think he did say it, he must have been listening to Become Vocal Local. I'm the one that's been talking about not having political will in Congress to do anything. You know, and if there was political will in Congress, we could end the Federal Reserve tomorrow morning or today, if so desired. But it's nice now to see that Ben Bernanke is using political will in part of his regular discourse. A slight pickup in risk appetite rippled throughout the markets after the news. Hey, we'll have to pick up that ripple after this break. Be with us. We'll be right back.
Wade Rogers here. The global controllers are continuing their quest to enslave humanity and form their new world order. The one thing standing in their way are free thinkers who reject collectivism and support individual liberty. In these troubled times, it is imperative that we the people are not destroyed for our lack of knowledge, but are instead empowered with information. RogueGovernment.com and BlacklistedNews.com are two of the best sources of alternative news and information on the internet. Whether it's geopolitics, globalism, government corruption, the unraveling global economy, staged elections, false flag terrorism, the technological control grid, martial law, the police state, or our issues of real significance, you'll find them on these websites. RogueGovernment.com and BlacklistNews.com feature raw, fully sourced information with no intrusive advertisers. Be sure to visit these sites and empower yourself with the news and information the corporate controlled Mockingbird don't want you to know about.
My face. Many people do not realize how effective a marketing tool it can be. CTWPromotions.com understands your needs. All of their campaigns are fully customized and targeted to each client individually. Whether you have a music / business or a freedom / patriot related profile, CTW can and will help you get more out of your MySpace profile than you ever could yourself. Clients may typically receive upwards of 2,000 new targeted friends, fans, and networking partners per week. Visit our website to review real testimonials and more. Unlike many others, we guarantee legitimate work. Please visit or email MikeCTW at www.ctwpromotions.com or promotions@conquertheworld.com. Again, that website is www.ctwpromotions.com.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
And we have returned. You know, the real important part of this particular article is right in this section of it right here. Traders in the U.S. currency are looking ahead to the Federal Reserve and Bank of Japan policy meetings this week. When these guys get together, things happen in the marketplace, so we should be watching this week. After a meeting of the group of 20 finance ministers this weekend gave currency investors few trading incentives. So that was the other important part. A G20 finance minister meeting was held this weekend. And we've got more about that in a moment. The uncertain economic outlook and concerns over financial sector stability have driven strong buying of gold and products such as bullion-backed ETFs since the beginning of the year, and we've seen that. The world's largest gold-backed exchange-traded fund, the SPDR Gold Trust, GLD, said holdings hit a record of 1,056.82 tons as of March the 15th. That's Friday. That was January, February, March the 15th. That would be as of what, Sunday night? These guys are still doing business in the middle of the night on Sunday. Up 15.29 tons or 1.5% from the previous day. So it looks like they trade all over the weekend, eh? All right. But what have we got here? Up 15.29 tons over the weekend. That might indicate something going on in there, but you know, these guys are just in there, they're buying tons of gold. Tons. We're not talking about a couple of ounces. We're talking tons of gold. And that's going to be important. And I'm confident that this is going to be important. And I'm real confident this is going to be more important as time goes by. Here we go. We continue the article. The trust, again, this is the SPDR Gold Trust. You can Google it up, Scroogle it up, Dogpilot, web ferret it. It's on the web. You can go in and read all about it. The trust took over from the Swiss National Bank as the sixth largest gold holder last week. So now you can put this trust in above the Swiss National Bank as for having the most gold held. Now, you know that it very likely is that they're not going over, you know, and getting the little bars and carting them back in a box and putting them in a vault someplace. They just kind of, most likely like the old days, they just hang tags on stacks, or they move this one stack from one room in one location, one great vault, to another. Most likely they just move tags around as to who claims this. Because this is an exchange-traded fund, the gold is probably not in the hands of their custodian. Their custodian, and I've checked this on the web, is in London. It's in England. So, is this like the old New York Central Bank, where they just have all the gold in the bottom and they go around with tags, or they move them from room to room as one country or one entity buys gold? I think so. It's likely that additional ETF buying will be seen this week, said MF Global analyst Tom Pawlocki. Such buying will raise the notion again that investment is enough to make up for the fall-off in jewelry demand. So you look at the difference between what's being made in jewelry or in other products and other industrial applications with gold as opposed to that which is just straight-up investment demand. And the author here says such buying will raise the notion again that investment is enough to make up for the fall off in the jewelry demand. Gold's underlying supply and demand fundamentals are lending little support to prices, analysts said. Well, I don't know which analyst that was. Maybe he's wiser than I am. Maybe he's more, I'm confident he's probably smarter about all of this than I am. But I don't see any underlying supply and demand fundamentals lending little support to the price unless it's very little support for a low price, a $920 range price. That is, in my opinion, way low. So if you look at supply and demand fundamentals, you would be looking to see gold at a much higher price. Anyway, Dick Poon, manager of precious metals at Heracruz in Hong Kong, said physical demand was weak, especially from the jewelry sector. Now, it may very well be that there's physical demand is off in many sectors because people have less money left at the end of the month to put into gold, but there are still lots and lots of people in the baby boom class who are trying to find something useful to do with their savings as opposed to leaving them in other assets. This is an interesting story out of Johannesburg, South Africa, Sudafrica, if you will, off Business Day, allafrica.com, South Africa, soaring gold prices, temps the desperate underground by Charlotte Matthews, March 16th article. The lack of, this again out of Johannesburg, South Africa, the lack of job opportunities and a soaring rand gold price are tempting more people into the hard and dangerous world of illegal mining. You wouldn't think that people would engage in illegal gold mining, but there seems to be quite the market for it. Let's find out more about it. The rand gold price has surged to unprecedented levels of more than 320,000 rand per kilogram this year, largely because the rand has weakened about 25% against the dollar since mid-September. In the past months, 20 illegal miners have died at the Consort mine, part of Pan Africa's Barberton mines, when a fire broke out underground. SAPA reported that at the company's nearby Sheba mine, 86 illegal miners were arrested a few days ago after a police raid. At Harmony Gold Mining's Free State operations, 114 people were arrested in a raid last week, including about 90 illegal miners and some of Harmony's own and contractor employees. Illegal mining takes place wherever criminals are able to get into disused shafts, and the problem is not confined to South Africa. Illegal mining is widespread in Africa, often because local communities, warlords, or crime syndicates were making a living for decades out of the deposits near the surface where ownership was unclear, until increasingly politically stable governments started to grant licenses to foreign companies. Interesting bunch of material going down here. A report 2 years ago by non-governmental organization Communities and Small Scale Miners, CASM, suggested there were between, catch these numbers, somewhere between 6 million and 8 million illegal miners in Africa. That's a whole lot of digging going on, folks. 6 million and 8 million illegal miners in Africa. CASM, which is sponsored by the UK's Department for International Development, a.k.a. Agenda 21, International Development and the World Bank, was working with multinationals to draw up guidelines on how to tackle illegal mining. I think those that are crossing the southern border are causing trouble in the U.S. I would like to have 6 million to 8 million illegal miners digging up things. Harmony CEO Graham Biggs, said part of the problem was legitimate employees aiding and abetting the criminals by lending them passes or breaching security measures. Although Harmony also had some illegal mining and other operations in the Free State, the abandoned working areas were not particularly deep, and trespassers were able to get access through a network of tunnels between both Harmony's and other mining companies' operations. Harmony has taken measures to improve security. Very interesting. You know, if you were to put yourself in their position, let's say, put yourself in their, well, it wouldn't be shoes. Not all of them do have shoes, but some of them do have shoes. But put yourself in their shoes and look at gold above the $900 U.S. price, and that idea of going into an abandoned mine and start rummaging around looking for some nuggets or some dust starts to make more sense. Briggs said, like any criminal activity, illegal mining was driven by the lack of employment opportunities and by the price of the product. Find out more about it on the other side.
You are now listening to Oracle Broadcasting, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Learn how to empower yourself and stop being a victim today.
You can practice complete banking secrecy, all while protecting your money and maintaining complete control over your finances.
The book Privacy Crisis has nearly 400 carefully researched pages that will teach you how to
live beneath the radar, escape stalkers, outwit identity thieves, prevent government phone tapping, stop criminals from hacking into your computer, make your money and assets invisible, stop wage garnishments, get a permanent driver's license, and much, much more.
You can sign up for Grant Hall's free info series at privacycrisis.com. Each course outlines powerful and proven strategies from one of the world's top privacy experts.
Here's your chance to begin learning what the pros know at privacycrisis.com. That website again is privacycrisis.com. Hi folks, Doug Owen here for TexasTeamSpeak.com, one of the world's largest authorized TeamSpeak host providers on the net. TeamSpeak is a voice over IP teleconferencing solution that consists of both client and server-side software. The TeamSpeak server acts as a host to multiple client connections capable of handling literally thousands of simultaneous users and works in a variety of applications, such as teammates speaking with one another while playing their favorite online video game, small businesses cutting costs on long-distance charges, or for personal communication with friends and family. With TeamSpeak, you can easily stay connected with your fellow group members or start a special group to invite others to join. Whether you seek a private communication medium or would prefer to host a server open to the public, TeamSpeak is an ideal solution to help communicate your interests with others online. When a word is worth 1,000 keystrokes, use TexasTeamSpeak.com.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home for the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
And we are back, and once again, those telephone numbers for call-ins, folks in the Austin area is 512-904-8014, and internationally around America and around the world, 866-841-1065. If you've got any comments or questions, your calls are welcome. Again, that's 866-841-1065. Back to this South African article here. Lots going on. Lots in this. You can read in between the lines a whole bunch as well. But just closing out this article, Pan-African CEO Jan Nelson said that illegal miners in South Africa tended to concentrate on the high-grade areas where there was visible gold. Well, wouldn't you like to stumble across one of those? I can understand where these people are. You mean to tell me if I take my pick and shovel, boy, where can I get a ticket to South Africa? The Barberton mines are more than 100 years old with multiple entry points. Quote, we plug what we can and patrol, but illegals still get in. Save a place for me, boys. I'll be there soon. For mining companies, the illegal mining is not just about the theft of ore and equipment. It's also a public relations headache, as the mine owners are sometimes depicted as responsible for the deaths of the trespassers despite systems to protect their own employees. Nelson said the recent incident at the Barberton mines had created a difficult situation for Pan African, which is listed in South Africa and London, of course, on the stock exchange. Although South African shareholders, that's the name of a business, South African shareholders, understood more of the issues around illegal mining, UK and US investors did not. For illegal miners, the danger of entering disused shafts, mining at depth in unsafe conditions, and inhaling mercury and cyanide fumes. Oh, cancel that flight. I'm not interested. from primitive refining methods are not necessarily fully compensated by a high gold price, as the laborers are often employed by crime syndicates. Is there anybody on this planet that's not employed by a crime syndicate? I don't know. Quote, there is a whole chain, and as you move up the chain, people are paid more. Nelson said, I feel sorry for the illegal miners because they are being exploited. It's not just that they are paid very little, but they also are working in very dangerous conditions. A little bit of toxicity in those mines. Let's turn to some toxicity in a different format. The G20 turns their sights on toxic assets in a coordinated move. When the G20, the group of 20 nations, remember we talked about the creation of the International Monetary Fund. If you're to go up on the International Monetary Fund's website, you'll see that there's brackets. They'll show brackets of members, membership brackets. And G20 simply is the top 20 in the International Monetary Fund. The G7 is a higher bunch. Those that have greater assets. Remember, we talked about the creation of that each country put in so many dollars gold, so many dollars currency, and they were listed in a hierarchy based upon the amount that they've invested, what their stake is. Their stake in the International Monetary Fund. And we're talking about foreign exchange. That's one of the reasons why we get into the things that we get into here in this first portion of the broadcast, so that we can start to understand the global picture. You can end the Federal Reserve banking system tomorrow, and that's likely to occur someday in the not-too-distant future. But the drive is not for ending the Fed. The drive is going towards a much more strengthened and reinvigorated and reinvented global central bank. Anyway, by Simon Kennedy, March 16th, Bloomberg, the finance chiefs from the group of 20 vowed to work together to clean up the toxic assets that helped trigger the financial crisis and led banks to rack up more than $1 trillion in losses. And as I've mentioned last week, the very eloquent way that he was stated by Alfred Adesk in his broadcast, debts that cannot be repaid will not be repaid. There's very little danger in running up trillions and trillions in losses if they're understood to be unpayable. Debts that cannot be repaid will not be repaid. And so it's just basically another one of these Madoff Ponzi schemes on a global level. Let's go ahead and target Madoff for something that the G20 are doing internationally, perhaps. Continuing here, officials meeting near London this weekend outlined guidelines. There's the word guidelines on how governments should rid banks of distressed securities that have devastated companies from Citigroup Inc. to Royal Bank of Scotland, with the G20 calling the fight its quote-unquote key priority. You got to be careful, folks. When the G20 start declaring a war on toxic assets, look out. You can see how successful they've been on the war on terror and the war on drugs, etc. The G20 is calling the fight its key priority. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner stated, would that be more accurate? Did he take a vow that this was the key priority? Vowed in an interview to move quickly. Does that mean he's going to jog from place to place? The commitment, again, now we had guidelines, now we have a commitment. The commitment made 3 weeks before G20 leaders gather in London. This is over the weekend. 3 weeks from now they're going to gather in London. Comes as investors demand faster action in the face of turmoil that's showing few signs of abating. The Standard & Poor's 500's financial index has dropped 35% this year, and a lack of lending is pushing the global economy deeper into its worst recession in six decades. Go ahead and make the math. 6 times 10 equals 60. You're talking about, 1949. the global economy deeper into its worst recession since, let's just simply round it off and say 1950. Markets are looking to policy makers around the world to move from the recognition and design stages to implementation. Recognition and design stages. Looking at the problem, working out frameworks, coming up with guidelines, making commitments. I think we need to be paying attention here. And to do so in a coordinated or at least co-related fashion. When the G20, that would be 20 different countries, are doing something in a coordinated or at least a co-related fashion, we need to be paying attention. The co-chief executive officer of Pacific Investment Management Company in Newport, California, Mohammed L. Iran, said in an interview, quote, "Tackling toxic assets is a necessary condition for what? For sustainable progress." I guess he's had his lessons right in there in the sustainable development language, the new lingo for the 21st century. Here's some new powers. Difficult to say if there's any validity in this. Separately, they say Obama, I say Barry the usurper, administration may give the Federal Reserve new powers. Great, that's what we really need. Instead of putting on the bridle, instead of putting on a collar, a choke collar, and a short leash, Barry the usurper and the boys may give the Federal Reserve new powers to impose tougher capital requirements for large banks, the Wall Street Journal said today, citing people familiar with the matter. Governments have struggled to tackle toxic assets head on, allowing concern to seep through the markets that banks still haven't revealed all their exposure. So how much more of this toxic stuff is out there? I mean, are we toxic assets? Toxic assets. This is going to be a new term. This will be some new thing that will show up in the Webster's Dictionary next year. Toxic assets. Newspeak. The Bush administration's $700 billion Troubled Asset Relief Program, or TARP, was redirected away from buying the tainted securities, and Geithner has disappointed investors by not giving details of a promised $1 trillion plan. Germany has had several false starts, and Barclays PLC is so hesitant about the terms of Prime Minister Gordon Brown's asset guarantee program that it still hasn't signed up. So let's not think that there's some kind of unanimity in all of these people. They're looking at these various key players. You know, when you're in the G20, the G3 are running the show, and the G17 are the followers. They're the also-rans. They're the stragglers coming to the table with little to offer and little to gain. Or maybe I should say it the other way around. The G17, those below the G3, the top dogs, they have the most to gain, but they have the least power to make it happen. So they're basically dependent upon what else is happening by the others. We'll pick it up on the other side. Stay with us. This is Become Vocal Local.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, "Information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
And we are back once again now talking about the G20. You know, some people really, you know, they wouldn't, you know, couldn't give a fly on Walenda for this kind of information. I understand that. But we've got a couple of situations going on that I think deserve our attention. One of them is understanding that we don't know very much about what's going on economically, no matter how many times we've heard these articles. It's kind of one of the reasons why I went through that inquiry into the origin, the history, and the purpose of the new economic order to lay out some of the basic foundations of these principal economic instruments and institutions that have been set up around the world since the 20th century began. And now we'll follow what they're doing and watch what they're doing with a little bit more understanding of what the purpose is and who the players are, and also start to introduce into the dialogue their various websites so that we can go and monitor and do our own news and research there and verify facts and figures from the horse's mouth, so to speak. But whether we like it or whether we don't like it, there's not enough of us against them, so to speak, to greatly influence the outcome of these various and sundry meetings. And so if we don't know what our rights have, which one of our rights have been taken away now, then we're just all the further in the dark. So anyway, that's why I go through this stuff. And besides, I'm learning right along with you. They say that one of the best advantages of being a teacher is a teacher learns twice. You prepare for the lessons, and that's a learning. Then you give the lessons, and that's a learning experience too. So it's good for me. Hopefully it's good for you. Back to the article again here off of Bloomberg. Speaking after their talks. I skipped the place here. There have been too many promises already, and investors now want to see concrete actions getting rapidly underway, said Marco Annunziata, chief economist at the UniCredit MIB in London. Citigroup, Commerzbank AG, that's Commerz with a Z, that's Germany, Merkel's Germany, and the Lloyds Banking Group have lost more than half their value this year. That's big news. Substantial recovery. Speaking after their talks, officials conceded. Who is it? Speaking after their talks. This is a G20 talk, okay? Officials, speaking after their talks, officials conceded that until banks are cleansed and can start lending again, attempts to revive growth by cutting interest rates and taxes would pack little punch. Here's a quote. We aren't going to have a substantial recovery in the real economy until we solve the bank issue, close quote, Canadian Finance Minister Jim Flaherty said. Fed Chairman Benjamin S. Bernanke, Helicopter Ben, said in an interview with CBS Corp that aired yesterday, the biggest risk to an economic recovery is a shortage of political will. Once again, we go right back to becoming vocal local and starting at your local voting precinct group level, understanding that as the fundamental building block upon which your county political party committees are built. And it is from those county political parties then that form your legislative district committees, your senatorial district committees, your congressional district committees, your state or U.S. senator district committees, all of your school boards, everything else, all of those, they're all the same people, folks. They just wear different costumes. And if we can influence them, if we can embed within them, if we can become them, then we can start changing this system around. Because tragically, as we've all seen and everyone knows, there is no political will in Congress to do anything other than the bidding of the global financial elite who are paying their way to Congress and keeping them there and then providing all of the funds that are necessary for all of their pork barrel spending, etc. And so really, Benjamin Bernanke, at least here, is putting it out on the air on CBS the same way that we're trying to put it out here on Become Vocal Local, that the whole key to this entire process is finding the political will in Congress to do something about these problems. Continuing from the article, he says, action may be imminent. Chancellor Angela Merkel is considering taking over Germany's non-performing assets until they mature. So this insanity is spreading globally, just like they have here in the United States. Chancellor Merkel is considering taking over Germany's non-performing assets until they mature. Talk about fascism on steroids. According to three people familiar with the proposal, Geithner will this weekend roll out enough information on his public-private partnership plan, PPPP, the public-private partnership plan, for investors to gauge their interest in it. You know, every time you have a public-private partnership, you're talking about fascism. Go to the dictionary and look it up. You're combining the force of government or the coercion ability of government with the wealth of private industry, a public-private partnership, textbook fascism. Quote, we have and expect to see a lot of support for this program among potential buyers of the assets, he said, that's Timothy Geithner, in an interview after the Horsham talks. Now that's the Horsham talks, Horsham, obviously the G20, met in Horsham. And they came up with some kind of a commitment. And so perhaps in the encyclopedias 20 years from now, we'll see some kind of an international pact known as the Horsham Pact or the Horsham Act or the Horsham Commitment. It's important. We're not talking about it today, but I would imagine that the creation of the Bank for International Settlements went by just about as unnoticed as this. To govern such programs, the G20 proposed a dozen principles, sound like the 12 commandments, for authorities to follow with the hope that a united front would avoid distorting capital flows or sparking protectionism. We could do a whole broadcast on protectionism. Perhaps I will one of these days. The parameters are meant to guide a, quote, cooperative and consistent approach by national authorities. Cooperative and consistent. Co-ops. Think socialism. Financial institutions are global in their reach, so it's important governments adopt a common approach, said Daniel Price, President George W. Bush, George W. Bush's G20 negotiator, and now senior partner for global issues at Sidley Austin LLP in Washington, Daniel Price. You notice how it works where the insiders are willing to go in, they set aside their large salaries, their six-figure incomes and seven-figure incomes in some cases. They set that aside and they go in and they work 8 years of shame with Jorge Bush. And what do? As soon as they get out, they go right back into the thing. Now here he's a senior partner for global issues at Sidley Austin LLP in Washington. And he's right inside this loop. So the hell he created, the mess he was able to help create, now he's going to benefit from perhaps on the outside. Among the guidelines, now we've talked about dozen principles, we've talked about many other things. Now they're called guidelines. Among the guidelines, here's just a couple. Shareholders should be exposed by the maximum possible to losses or risks to a government intervening. They should also be there should also be flexibility when judging which assets can be aided, and it should be clear how they're valued. Credit rating companies, hedge funds, and credit derivatives markets will be subjected to greater oversight. So they've only given us three, nine remaining. What were the other nine, and why weren't they reported? We'll have to find out what the 12 commandments from the G20 will look like for bankers. Here's another bit of this article. Help. The parameters, now they're called parameters, so they're guidelines, principles, framework, and now parameters. The parameters were drawn up to guide, quote, a cooperative and consistent approach by national authorities, the G20 statement said. So what is the jurisdictional authority of the G20 over the United States of America? But as Rothschild said, allow me to control the money of a country, and I care not who writes its laws, or something like that in a paraphrase. But here we can see that the G20 are writing cooperative and consistent approaches for national authorities crossing jurisdictional boundaries, crossing the sovereignty line of nations. Companies that receive help should be run according to business principles and agree to impose conditions on executive compensation. So now here the G20 is actually reaching into the inner workings of corporate structure, corporate America, and bringing forth diktat as to how someone might be compensated for their services. We'll be back right after this break as we begin our second hour. Stay with us.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic food,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Lee Rogers here. The global controllers are continuing their quest to enslave humanity and form their new world order. The one thing standing in their way are free thinkers who reject collectivism and support individual liberty. In these troubled times, it is imperative that we the people are not destroyed for our lack of knowledge, but are instead empowered with information. RogueGovernment.com and BlacklistedNews.com are two of the best sources of alternative news and information on the internet. Whether it's geopolitics, globalism, government corruption, the unraveling global economy, staged elections, false flag terrorism, the technological control grid, martial law, the police state, or other issues of real significance, you'll find them on these websites. RogueGovernment.com and BlacklistedNews.com feature raw, fully sourced information with no intrusive advertisements. Be sure to visit these sites and empower yourself with the news and information the corporate controlled mockingbirds don't want you to know about.
Always remember those strongest words. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network. Long live the revolution.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, welcome back to the Monday, March 16, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local as we begin our second hour. Coming to you Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. That's oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts, and we've spent the first hour, I should say invested the first hour, certainly not spent, invested the first hour looking at the financial reports that have come on the wire or across the wire over the weekend, reflecting certainly upon this G20 meeting that was held in Horsham. And we're going to see what the downside or the blowback is from the G20 meeting as we continue into this article. And again, this is off Bloomberg, March 16th, Simon Kennedy. As is the finance chiefs from the Group 20 vowed to work together to clean up the toxic assets that helped to trigger the financial crisis and led banks to rack up more than $1 trillion in losses. And we all know that those trillions are higher than that. Nevertheless, go back in and closing out this discussion. There's still a bit more to go. Haven't got it all yet. Gold was off $4.50 in New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, trading at $924.90. And the spread in the spot market, bullion gold market, was $920.70 to $931, very tight, up $10. Things are stabilizing. It's finding a strong basis point there at the 920 level. Will it stay there? I don't know. Will it go higher? I don't know. Will it go lower? I don't have a crystal ball. But it's definitely strong in the 920 area, a good launch pad for moving higher. Back into this article on regards to the G20 meeting. Here we go. The parameters, again, were drawn up to guide. Now we're calling them parameters, guidelines, frameworks, you know, public-private partnership, cooperative agreements, etc. The parameters drawn up to provide a guide, a cooperative and consistent approach by national authorities, the G20 said. Companies that receive help should be run according to business principles and agree to impose conditions on executive compensation. So in the previous hour, began briefly to talk about how this is reaching across. This is a transnational agreement. This is reaching across sovereignty lines, if you will, and going into the International Commercial Code, SEC, all of the banking rules and regulations, where these brilliant folk in the G20, these finance ministers, are looking at ways of reaching in and controlling how businesses are run at the top. Very important to understand that. Here's a quote. The key question is whether this framework is detailed and concrete enough to reassure markets that normalization of the banking system is at hand. As Barry the Usurper embarks on a revamp of U.S. financial rules, you know that Barry the Usurper is not going to embark upon anything. We've talked in, well, I don't know whether I have on this network yet, but we should certainly revisit it. If not, we need to understand that it was the American Bankers Association that created the American Bar Association, and it's the American Bar Association created the Uniform Law Commission, and the Uniform Law Commission was the ones that wrote the uniform laws, including the Uniform Commercial Code, and that they have a corollary and International Uniform Law Commission as well. And in each of the various several states, there are members of the Uniform Law Commission who are working in the legislative bill drafting agencies, and the same in their corollary for the federal branch exists. And it is from this source that most of this legislation is drawn up. This is not going to be Obama embarking on a revamp of U.S. financial rules that we have seen so many times in the last 8 years, 9 years coming, that out of the blue comes this scorching hot 900-page piece of legislation that none of the representatives ever get a chance to even read before they are forced to vote upon these things. It's just ludicrous, folks. We'll be right back and keep this broadcast going. Stay with us.
Many people do not realize how effective a marketing tool it can be. C3 CCWPromotions.com understands your needs. All of their campaigns are fully customized and targeted to each client individually. Whether you have a music slash business or a freedom slash patriot related profile, CCW can and will help you get more out of your MySpace profile than you ever could yourself. Clients may typically receive upwards of 2,000 new targeted friends, fans, and networking partners per week. Visit their website to review real testimonials and more. Unlike many others, we guarantee legitimate work. Please visit or email MikeCTW at www.cctwpromotions.com or promotions@conquertheworld.com. Again, that website is www.cctwpromotions.com.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate control clock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
Learn how to empower yourself and stop being a victim today.
You can practice complete banking secrecy, all while protecting your money and maintaining complete control over your finances.
The book Privacy Crisis has nearly 400 carefully researched pages that will teach you how to
live beneath the radar, escape stalkers, outwit identity thieves, prevent government phone tapping, stop criminals from hacking into your computer, make your money and assets invisible, stop wage garnishments, get a permanent driver's license, and much, much more.
You can sign up for Grant Hall's free info series at privacycrisis.com. Each course outlines powerful and proven strategies from one of the world's top privacy experts.
Here's your chance to begin learning what the pros know at privacycrisis.com. That website again is privacycrisis.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we are back and into the second hour of today's broadcast of Become Vocal Local, reading from this G20 meeting, various information off the internet. This is back to the point where we just broken off before the break. But the G20 also pledged to give sustained effort, that's in quotes, sustained effort, to end the worldwide recession, setting aside transatlantic differences. You know, sentences like this ought to be, you know, just written up in letters 10 feet tall and flown behind airplanes. You know, we're moving into this global thing, as you all are very well aware. But when we see setting aside transatlantic differences, we don't think about these transatlantic partnerships and transatlantic pacts as we move further and further into, as August Comte stated, at the Republic of the West. It's the republic of the world, really, and it's scarcely a republic. But it just aggravates me and annoys me when I read this sort of stuff, setting aside transatlantic differences. Hell, there's a lot of difference between Europe and England and the United States of America and Canada and Mexico and Paraguay and Uruguay and Brazil and Chile and the rest of them. There's plenty of differences. And these boneheads just set it aside, setting aside our differences. It's really annoying. Data this week will show U.S. factories and home builders scaled back even more last month, and European industrial production has dropped on the most on the most on record in January, according to surveys of economists by Bloomberg News. So there's going to be more data come out this week, some job reports and factory reports and production reports, and that'll just aggravate the situation even further. Here's necessary action. This is what they want to do. This is what they say they're going to do. We're, quote, we are prepared to take whatever action is necessary to ensure growth is restored. And we are committed to do that for however long it takes, said the UK Chancellor of the Exchequer, Alistair Darling. Oh, what a darling. We are prepared to take whatever action is necessary to ensure growth is restored. How many times have I stated on this broadcast and elsewhere that the bottom line of the United Nations Agenda 21 Program of Action for the 21st Century is sustaining, propping up, shoring up, doing by whatever means are necessary, economic and environmental development. The International Bank for Reconstruction and Development set up so long ago. Committed, we are prepared to take whatever action is necessary. Whatever action is necessary? My God, what could that be? To ensure that growth is restored. Anything and everything for economic development. And damn the consequences and damn the casualties. Just throw it out. We'll take whatever action is necessary to ensure that our corporations continue to grow and grow and grow and grow. The International Monetary Fund will monitor budget policies and judge if more is needed to be done after Euro region finance ministers said they had spent enough and wanted to preserve fiscal discipline. Here's a quote. I was worried we wouldn't arrive at an agreement, but we all agreed that the relaunch has to go ahead on four wheels. The relaunch of what? The IMF was told it will have its resources at least doubled to $500 billion after being inundated with loan requests from Pakistan to Hungary. The IMF influence. Smaller countries will be granted more say in how it is run within 2 years, and its next boss will be selected by an open process and not automatically by a European, the G20 said. Smaller countries, again, will be granted more say in how it is run, that is the IMF, within 2 years. They ain't going to get it today. They might not get it tomorrow either. And within 2 years, most people will forget that this has ever been said, no doubt. In a bid to prevent future crises, the officials said they would strengthen ties between their individual banking supervisors. The financial system will also have more curbs introduced. What's a curb? Narrowing the track. Defining the roadway. Narrowing the path, if you will. More curbs introduced. To ensure, that's a very important word, ensure regulations. To ensure regulations, quote, dampen rather than amplify economic cycles. So that means basically more manipulation of the markets. Free market be damned. Adam Smith, oh, you're just old school. Options include buffers that limit leverage and encourage banks to save capital in good times. All in all, the Horsham Statement, now we call it the Horsham Statement. When will that show up as all caps, you know? The Horsham Statement. It's like the Versailles Treaty or something. The Horsham Statement should be regarded as a positive sign of progress, said Jim O'Neill, chief economist at Goldman Sachs Group, Inc. in London. It, quote, gives hope that the G20 leaders will be able to present a common stance. A common stance. That's postures, that's roles, that's actors, that's stakeholders. A common stance. A unified front would be another way of saying it, in responding to the extraordinary challenges, etc., etc. Well, that was a lot of time on something that's important, but it was a lot of time nonetheless. Let's go into something a little bit different, setting aside the financial aspect of things, and let's go back into all men created equal. Take something a little bit more enjoyable here. All Men Created Equal, another look at this plank, I call it, of philosophical radicalism. There's just a whole gob and a bunch of information that we need to understand when we go back to something simple, like the writings of Thomas Jefferson, for instance, where he says in the, I won't read the preamble again, the first sentence or the first paragraph, I'll just start at the second paragraph and say, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, and that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, period. That all men are created equal, that is a trembling stone, it's a stumbling block for the advancement of social democracy. Probably one of the most misunderstood concepts in the entire Declaration, but it's also been the devising stone. It's been the place where we can divide the house. I mean, if there isn't enough division already that was created by the Darwinists, etc., in regards to evolution versus creation and creation science versus evolutionism, a religion in its own right. But nevertheless, if you can just set aside whatever programming that you've had that makes you deny a possibility of a creator or a created universe, we'll focus our attention on this concept of all men being created equal. Of course, you can't be created equal without a creator, but we'll just go from that. Picking it up on the other side, stay with us.
Doug Owen here for TexasTeamSpeak.com, one of the world's largest authorized TeamSpeak host providers on the net. TeamSpeak is a voice over IP teleconferencing solution that consists of both client and server-side software. The TeamSpeak server acts as a host to multiple client connections capable of handling literally thousands of simultaneous users and works in a variety of applications, such as teammates speaking with one another while playing their favorite online video game, small businesses cutting costs on long-distance charges, or for personal communication with friends and family. With TeamSpeak, you can easily stay connected with your fellow group members or start a special group to invite others to join. Whether you seek a private communication medium or would prefer to host a server open to the public, TeamSpeak is an ideal solution to help communicate your interests with others online. When a word is worth a thousand keystrokes, use TexasTeamSpeak.com.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home through the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over two decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
And we've returned, and I'm going to go on this topic created equal for a couple of days, probably this week. I've got more information in front of me right now that I'll ever get through today. And there's no reason to rush it, because if we walk through this slowly and wrap our minds around it, we'll understand just a whole heck of a lot more about how we've been co-opted in this last 100 years. It really is older than that, but we don't need to go back to the beginning of time to understand the disease. We can look at what the modern-day manifestation of the disease is and pretty well have a good picture. But back into this textbook, The Politics of American Democracy, 5th edition. This was Marion Irish and James Prothero, and it was published back in the 70s. Let's see, here it is, 1971, the text that I have in front of me. And I'm working off of an internet thing. I've got the textbook in front of me. This is a political science textbook published in 1971. And here on page 20, we begin reading. It says, political socialization is, quote, the process of induction into the political culture, close quote. Now, you can be inducted into the military. You can be inducted into a fraternal organization. But here in this case, from a political science standpoint, the term political socialization is, quote, the process of induction into the political culture. It's a little bit more than just politics, multiple ticks sucking the lifeblood out of the body. Politics, certainly, there's more to it than that. It's deeper than that. This is a profound little gem. It's the process of induction into the political culture. Let's continue. This definition should not be taken to imply that the individual who is, quote, socialized politically already exists as a social creature, and that he is brought into the political system by the addition of appropriate political attitudes to those he already has. It's important. This definition should not be taken to imply that the individual who is, quote-unquote, socialized politically, already exists as a social creature. Let's go on deeper down here. The appropriate attitudes and behavior patterns make a human being. Are you with me? The appropriate attitudes and behavior patterns make, and this is italicized in the original, make a human being. So until you adopt the appropriate attitudes and behavior patterns, you are not a human being. Children who have existed in a condition of extreme isolation may be Homo sapiens in a physical sense, but they are not human beings in a social sense. That is, their only resemblance to human beings is physical. This is being taught at the university level in political science. When you read human beings, I'm a human being. Well, we're all human beings. When you hear these phrases, when you say these phrases, here we are, virtually 40 years removed from this textbook's authorship, the writing of this book. Not to say that these people were, you know, gods walking on water here, but they're definitely giving us a clue to something. A mindset that was running in the political science community, sociology, social sciences. Here's this thread being inculcated in the first 20 pages of a political science textbook of many, many pages, about 700 pages in this thing, 755 pages. I'll say it again, the appropriate attitudes and behavior patterns make a human being. Children who have existed in a condition of extreme isolation may be Homo sapiens in a physical sense, but they're not human beings in a social sense. And so all those children in Africa or in Appalachia or the children of the Tlingit or any of the Eskimo tribes, etc., those who have lived in extreme isolation may be Homo sapiens, but in the mind of the political sciences, they are not human beings. Such an isolated individual can be socialized. It's like dog training people. Can be socialized through careful and expert guidance, but only if his isolation is ended at a fairly early age. And we went through that. from Bertram Schaffner's research work. If you missed it, go back and listen to the archives. The process of socialization thus creates human beings. It's that process of socialization that creates human beings. Political socialization as a part of this general process creates citizens or subjects. Human beings who share in some degree the political community's way of acting and thinking about politics. I just wanted to lay that on you one more time, because when we talk about being all men are being created equal, obviously, unless you have been politically socialized, you were not created equal, according to these writers. Here's a little bit more interesting way of looking at it. Again, I'm referring to a book now, A Miracle That Changed the World, The 5,000-Year Leap, Principles of Freedom 101, by Cleon Skousen. I don't agree with everything that Mr. Skousen has to say in this book. I could use my disclaimer that the opinions expressed by me on Become Vocal Local are my own or the authors of the various reference source material. In other words, disclaim all of this, but I'll just simply say that I've read this entire book now about three times in the past month, and it's pretty good. Got a lot of material in a concise way, but here's his sixth principle. All men are created equal. Let's see what Cleon Skousen has to say about it. The founders wrote in the Declaration of Independence that some truths are self-evident, and one of these is the fact that all men are created equal. And I gave that to you. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. Do you understand unalienable? That's a topic on its own. Unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and again, the pursuit of happiness. Yet, going back to the book now, yet everyone knows that no two human beings are exactly alike in any respect. It's one of the great stumbling stones of this whole concept. There are no two blades of grass. There's not two grains of sand. There's not two diamonds coming out of the mine. There's not two lumps of gold. There's not two of anything that are exactly created equal. And yet this is the way that those that would destroy our systems and that would destroy our faith and our destroyers, I'll just use it what it is. Those that would destroy like to focus on this idea of equality, and there's much in it, and it's morphed and it's transmorphied over the years. Back here to the text. Yet everyone knows that no two human beings are exactly alike in any respect. They are different when they are born. They plainly exhibit different natural skills. They acquire different tastes. They develop along different lines. They vary in physical strength, mental capacity, emotional stability, inherited social status, in their opportunities for self-sufficient, and in scores of ways. Then how can it be said that they are equal? The answer is, they can't, except in three ways. And I'm just going to use, again, Cleon Skousen's. I'm just quoting from his book. They can only be treated as equals in the sight of God, in the sight of the law, and in the protection of their rights. Not bad, Cleon. In these three ways, all men are created equal. It is the task of society, as it is with God, to accept people in all their vast array of individual differences, but treat them as equals when it comes to their role as human beings. Apparently, Cleon has used this word without advice. We'll be right back. Stay with us here on Become Vocal Local.
America limps on its lost legs, a pillar of truth has risen. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Howdy, my name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance that helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we are back, and once again, those call-in numbers in the Austin area are 512-904-8014, and internationally around America and around the world, you can call in at 866-841-1065. You can chew me out if you like, agree with me, disagree with me, or whatever you like. If you've got something you want to add to the discussion this morning and get out on the air, feel free to call. Those numbers again are 512-904-8014 or internationally toll-free 866-841-1065. And those numbers are posted on the OracleBroadcasting.com webpage, right up on the homepage there. Back to this book again. And I don't have a bone to pick with Cleon Skousen. I'm just pointing out, so many people have asked me, Will, why don't you write a book? Why don't you write a book? When are you going to write your book? When are you going to do a blog? Why don't you write a book? Why don't you write a book? When I learn something, when I know I've got something new to offer, I might write something. But even the authors, those contributions to the tomes that I have stacked in my library, even those writers give me clues and indications that it's very dangerous to write anything because our language and our understanding of the world that we live around is shaped upon words, and if we don't understand the meanings when we're dealing with common language, and if we don't understand the terms when we have ventured out into law and legalese, then what we write just becomes a testimony sometimes to our ignorance. But here I question his use of two different phrases, if you will. He says, again, but treat them as equals when it comes to their roles as human beings, and we can see that there is much to understand about human beings, and we need to use that phrase advisedly or guardedly. And in the following sentence, he says, as members of society, And of course, you need to understand what society is and how it has developed over these past 2,500 years. But as members of society, all persons, there you go. Are we talking casually? Are we talking off the cuff? Or are we talking accurately? Words do have meanings. Their meanings are important. And how the words are used has a direct ability to shape or influence our reality. But anyway, all persons should have, that might be an ought have, should have. Are we saying something definitive here? Is this a positive statement or are we just conjecturing? All members of society, all persons should have. And the way that it's written here, to be a person, one would have to need necessarily be a member of society. All persons should have their equality guaranteed. There are no guarantees. Their equality guaranteed in two areas. Now, constitutional writer Clarence Carson describes them. First, there is equality before the law. This means that every man's case, now see, this gentleman, Clarence Carson, is using the right phrase here, the right word. This means that every man's, he didn't say every person, that every man's case is tried by the same law governing any particular case. Practically, it means that there are no different laws for different classes and orders of men. He didn't say persons. He said men, as there were in ancient times. The definition of premeditated murder is the same for the millionaire as for the tramp. A corollary of this is that no classes are created or recognized by the law. And that is very close to the sense that was being used when Thomas Jefferson was writing these words. So this is a great quotation that we can use. Clarence Carson, The American Tradition, Irvington on Hudson, New York. Let's go down. Skousen continues, he says, Rousseau's error, Jean-Jacques Rousseau. John Adams was in France when Jean-Jacques Rousseau was teaching that all men were designed to be equal in every way. Designed to be equal in every way. Adams wrote this, that all men, notice John Adams wasn't confused, that all men are born to equal rights is true. Every being, he didn't say every human being, he said every being has a right to his own. As clear, as moral, as sacred as any other being has. Notice he did not say human being. But to teach that all men are born with equal powers and faculties, to equal influence in society, to equal property and advantages through life, is as gross a fraud, as glaring an imposition on the credulity of the people as ever was practiced by monks, by druids, by Brahmins, by priests of the immortal Lama, or by the self-styled philosophers of the French Revolution. Don't you just like John Adams and the way he writes? I do. Now, continuing with Skousen, what it means to have equal rights. Rights. Didn't say here. Well, I guess it does. Equal rights. The goal of society is to provide equal justice, which means protecting the rights of the people equally. It didn't say in the Declaration that all men are created equal and that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. And among these are life, liberty, but anyway, blah, blah, blah. It doesn't say equal justice. It says equal rights. But nevertheless, the goal of society, so now we're defining society, the goal of society is to provide equal justice, which means protecting the rights of the people equally. At the bar of justice to secure their rights, at the ballot box to vote for the candidate of their choice, at the public school or schola or leisure to obtain their education, at the employment office to compete for a job, at the employment office, at the real estate agency to purchase or rent a home, at the pulpit to enjoy freedom of religion, at the podium to enjoy freedom of speech, at the microphone or before the TV camera to present views on the issues of the day, as I do here daily, at the meeting hall to peaceably assemble, at the print shop, to enjoy freedom of the press at the store, to buy the essentials of or desirable things of life at the bank, to save and prosper at the tax collector's office, to pay no more than their fair share. Fair share. At the probate court, to pass on to the heirs the fruits of their life's labors. So Skousen gives us some pretty good guidelines there, I suppose. The problem of minorities, he continues, admittedly, equal rights have not been completely established in all of these areas, but the founders struck a course which has thus far provided a better balance in administering the equality of rights than has occurred at any time in history. The breakdown occurs in connection with the treatment of minorities. Now I'm going to stop right there for today in Skousen's book, and we're going to go to this other book which I'm reading. Haven't finished this book yet. Don't know whether the conclusion is going to be shocking. I don't know whether in the final pages of this book I'm going to come to dislike this author. But so far he's hitting he's firing on all eight cylinders in an eight-cylinder engine. This is Milton and Rose Friedman, and the Friedmans have written much. This is their book, Free to Choose, A Personal Statement. This is Chapter 5, Created Equal. It's an important understanding. It's an important discussion. It's just as important and valid today as it was, you know, back at the time that the founders were looking at severing the tie or the bond, if you will, from the mother country. This is what the Friedmans have to say, and they speak in the we's and they speak in the ours because this is their statement. I'm sure they collaborated on the creation and writing and editing of this book, their Chapter 5, Created Equal. This is what the Friedmans say, quote, equality, close quote, quote, liberty, close quote. What precisely do these words from the Declaration of Independence mean? Asking the same questions that I'm bringing forth this morning. Can the ideals they express be realized in practice? Are equality and liberty consistent one with the other? Or are they in conflict? Question mark. Since well before the Declaration of Independence, these questions have played a central role in the history of the United States. And anyone that studied the history of the creation of the United States know how true that phrase is. Continuing, the attempt to answer them has shaped the intellectual climate of opinion, led to bloody war, and produced major changes in economic and political institutions. This attempt continues to dominate our political debate. It will shape our future as it has our past. Truth. In the early decades of the Republic, he's not confused, equality meant equality before God. Liberty meant the liberty to shape one's own life. The obvious conflict between the Declaration of Independence and the institution of slavery occupied the center stage. That conflict was finally resolved by the Civil War. I could debate that point, but I'll just give him the benefit of that common phrase. The debate then moved to a different level. Equality came more and more to be interpreted. Well, we'll have to figure out how equality was interpreted after this break. We'll be right back.
Lee Rogers here. The global controllers are continuing their quest to enslave humanity and form their new world order. The one thing standing in their way are free thinkers who reject collectivism and support individual liberty. In these troubled times, it is imperative that we the people are not destroyed for a lack of knowledge, but are instead empowered with information. RogueGovernment.com and BlacklistedNews.com are two of the best sources of alternative news and information on the internet. Whether it's geopolitics, globalism, government corruption, the unraveling global economy, staged elections, false flag terrorism, the technological control grid, martial law, the police state, or our issues of real significance, you'll find them on these websites. RogueGovernment.com and BlacklistedNews.com feature raw, fully sourced information with no intrusive advertisements. Be sure to visit these sites and empower yourself with the news and information the corporate controlled Mockingbird don't want you to know about.
MySpace. Many people do not realize how effective a marketing tool it can be. CTWPromotions.com understands your needs. All of their campaigns are fully customized and targeted to each client individually. Whether you have a music / business or a freedom / patriot related profile, CCW can and will help you get more out of your MySpace profile than you ever could yourself. Clients may typically receive upwards of 2,000 new targeted friends, fans, and networking partners per week. Visit their website to review real testimonials and more. Unlike many others, we guarantee legitimate work. Please visit or email MikeCTW at www.ctwpromotions.com or promotions@conquertheworld.com. Again, that website is www.ctwpromotions.com.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
And we have returned once again, and we're in this Chapter 5, Created Equal by Free and Free to Choose, written by Milton and Rose Friedman, talking about equality, liberty, the Declaration of Independence, trying to come to some better understandings of what's going on and what has happened in the past. I'll just jump back in and start that paragraph over again. Since well before the Declaration of Independence, these questions have played a central role in the history of the United States. The attempt to answer them has shaped the intellectual climate of opinion, led to a bloody war, produced major changes in economic and political institutions, and this attempt continues to dominate our political debate. And it will shape our future as it has shaped our past. And if you're not in the chat room, I would suggest jumping in there quickly and pick up a quotation that was deposited there by one of our chatters, Less Government. A very interesting and telling quote from Abraham Lincoln in 1864, talking about the Jesuit influence in the war between the states, the war of northern aggression, the war of federal aggression, however you want to style it. But there are certainly international cabals that have despised, loathed, and detested this country since its inception. And you could go to William Cooper's book, Behold the Pale Horse, and you can read there about that. I think it's called the Verona Treaty. The Verona Treaty, where the nobility of Europe at the Verona Treaty thanked the Pope for his help and assistance in destroying this nation in its inception, in its beginning, in its earliest decades. Going in here in the early decades of the Republic, and as I said, he got it right there. Equality meant equality before God. Liberty meant the liberty to shape one's own life. The obvious conflict between the Declaration of Independence and the institution of slavery occupied the center of the stage, and that conflict was finally resolved by the Civil War. Let's drop down. Neither equality before God nor equality of opportunity presented any conflict with liberty to shape one's own life. Quite the opposite, equality and liberty were two faces of the same basic value, that every individual should be regarded as an end in himself. And you notice so far he has not mentioned human being. I'm very pleased to have experienced this book because it's written well. A very different meaning of equality has emerged in the United States in recent decades. This publication date, I believe, was... Here we go. This was 1980. So in recent decades, from the 60s through the 80s, a very different meaning of equality has emerged in the United States in recent decades. Equality of outcome. Write it on your notepad. Equality of outcome. It's different. There's something about equality of outcome that is so different that it's profound. Everyone should have the same level of living or of income, should finish the race at the same time. See, in equality of outcome, everyone should have the same level of living or income or should finish the race at the same time. That doesn't sound like the equality we started with, does it? It's completely different. And over and over and over again, like a mantra throughout Agenda 21, the United Nations publications that came out of the Rio Declaration in 1992, we see this continual focus on balancing or making an equality of outcomes in regards to that specious indicator called standard of living, as if it were possible, which it certainly is not, that all people on the planet Earth should live at the same level, have the same, enjoy the same standard of living, quote-unquote, that Wally and June Cleaver did in their subdivision in the 1950s America. Not going to happen. But let's go on a little further here. Equality of outcome is in clear conflict with liberty. The attempt to promote it has been a major source of bigger and bigger government and of government-imposed restrictions on our liberty. So you hold out equality of outcome, and what do you get in return? Bigger government, more government-imposed restrictions, more tyranny, and less liberty. It's axiomatic. Equality before God. When Thomas Jefferson, at the age of 33, isn't that interesting, at the age of 33, wrote, "All men are created equal," he and his contemporaries did not take these words literally. So you have to ask yourself, if there were parts of the Declaration that were not being considered literally, what parts were and what parts were not? Can we take the First Amendment and the Second Amendment, the various Articles of Amendment to the Constitution we call the Bill of Rights, if we take them literally, have we walked into error? Or is there something more that we need to know about whether or not Thomas Jefferson, at the age of 33, was speaking literally when he wrote that all men are created equal? Let's find out more about it. They, in other words, the founders, they, his contemporaries, contemporary with Jefferson, they did not regard men, quote-unquote men, didn't say human beings, said men, or as we would say today, quote-unquote persons. Oops. Why does Friedman all of a sudden use persons now instead of just sticking with men? Part of it is because he was socially politicized, and that he and his wife were working like the Carters, trying to effect change in the political arena, and so here he's speaking with political correctness in mind, perhaps. Does he have a legal background? Is he speaking legally? Is this legalese? Let's just give it to him. He's got so much good to say, I'm not going to hold it against him, but I just draw it to your attention. Persons. As equal in physical characteristics, emotional reactions, mechanical and intellectual abilities. So he's basically saying here the same thing that Cleon Skousen said in his work. Thomas Jefferson himself was a most remarkable person. At the age of 26, he designed his beautiful house at Monticello, Italian for Little Mountain, supervised its construction, and indeed is said to have done some of the work himself. In the course of his life, he was an inventor, a scholar, an author, a statesman, governor of the state of Virginia, president of the United States, minister to France, founder of the University of Virginia. Hardly an average man. The clue to what Thomas Jefferson and his contemporaries meant by equal is in the next phrase of the Declaration, quote, endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, close quote. Men were equal before God. So So now we have it from two sources. We could get it from 100. If they're, as Aristotle said, such as they begin badly, they cannot help but to end badly. But at least in Milton Friedman's mind and in Cleon Skousen's mind, Thomas Jefferson was inferring that men were equal before God. Each person, continuing from this book, each person is precious in and of himself. He has unalienable rights, rights that no one else is entitled to invade. He is entitled to serve his own purposes and not to be treated simply as an instrument to promote someone else's purposes. Liberty is part of the definition of equality, not in conflict with it. And I might also add that in order to define liberty, you must use the words freedom, and that liberty is not quite as wonderful as you might think when you might be on liberty. In other words, you have shore leave if you're in the Navy, for instance. You're on liberty in any of the branches of the military when you're actually given the opportunity to go someplace. But of course, you have a return date in mind, and you're on liberty provided that you don't violate any of the codes of ethics or other rules and things like that. That's not quite the same as freedom. So in order to define liberty, you must first define freedom and use freedom as part of its definition. So I like to focus more upon freedom personally. Equality before God, personal equality, is important precisely because people are not identical. Their different values, their different tastes, their different capacities will lead them to want to lead very different lives. Personal equality requires respect for the right, personal equality requires respect for their right to do so, not the imposition on them of someone else's values or judgment. Jefferson had no doubt that some men were superior to others, that there was an elite. But that did not give them the right to rule others. Remember, we go back and we take a look and remember Thomas Paine. Well, we'll have to talk about Thomas Paine tomorrow. Hope I've piqued your appetite. We're going to talk about equality this week a little bit. And until tomorrow, folks, have a wonderful afternoon and thank you for listening.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Learn how to empower yourself and stop being a victim today.
You can practice complete banking secrecy, all while protecting your money and maintaining complete control over your finances.
The book Privacy Crisis has nearly 400 carefully researched pages that will teach you how to
live beneath the radar, escape stalkers, outwit identity thieves, prevent government phone tapping, stop criminals from hacking into your computer, make your money and assets invisible, stop wage garnishments, get a permanent driver's license, and much, much more.
You can sign up for Grant Hall's free info series at privacycrisis.com. Each course outlines powerful and proven strategies from one of the world's top privacy experts.
Here's your chance to begin learning what the pros know at privacycrisis.com. That website again is privacycrisis.com.
Hi folks, Doug Owen here for TexasTeamSpeak.com, one of the world's largest authorized TeamSpeak host providers on the net. TeamSpeak is a voice over IP teleconferencing solution that consists of both client and server-side software. The TeamSpeak server acts as a host to multiple client connections capable of handling literally thousands of simultaneous users and works in a variety of applications, such as teammates speaking with one another while playing their favorite online video game, small businesses cutting costs on long-distance charges, or for personal communication with friends and family. With TeamSpeak, you can easily stay connected with your fellow group members or start a special group to invite others to join. Whether you seek a private communication medium or would prefer to host a server open to the public, TeamSpeak is an ideal solution to help communicate your interests with others online. When a word is worth 1,000 keystrokes, use TexasTeamSpeak.com.
You are now listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.